From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An armed gas station robbery under investigation in Blue Lake. Late Saturday night, a man walked into the Patriot gas station on the 200 block of Blue Lake Boulevard. Subject approached the counter, brandishing a firearm at the cashier. The man demanded money from the cash register, ordering the cashier to place the money into a plastic bag. The cashier complied with the demands, providing the money in the register. The man left the store, fleeing eastbound on foot. Deputies arrived on the scene, searching the area for the suspect, but were unable to locate him. He's described as having a dark complexion, about 5'7", with a medium build. He was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, and had a bandana covering his face. He was in possession of a handgun. A reorganization plan filed this week would have PG&E offering $18 billion in wildfire payments, with less than half of the money going directly to the victims. Lost Coast Outpost reports the plan calls for forming two trust funds. One will be capped at just under $8.5 billion to pay wildfire victims, and another of about the same amount going to insurers who had to pay out claims from a series of deadly Northern California blazes, both in 2017 and last year. Local governments that have already settled with PG&E would receive $1 billion. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors heard from advocates for the homeless Monday night. They're asking for quick action regarding reports from a civil grand jury earlier in the summer that outlined worsening problems for the county's homeless. The Redwood Times reports the county's Human Rights Commission calls for the board to approve a number of the jury's recommendations for addressing homelessness. One jury report found that the current housing solution is far behind in solving the problem. Among its recommendations, the jury calls for the county to contribute funding to an existing trust fund for local housing. Well, the saying is you have to spend money to make money, and that's the game plan at Humboldt State University. Nearly $85 million in infrastructure updates are currently underway at HSU, consisting of 75 different projects. Lost Coast Outpost reports they entail everything from seismic retrofitting to fire alarm replacements to a new children's center. A large chunk of the money delegated, about $36 million, is being spent to update and retrofit the library as well as the theater arts building. College of the Redwoods has hired Frederick Flores as the temporary chief of police there, effective September 1. Flores will lead the new police departments at CR while the district conducts a national search to fill the position on a permanent basis. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.